And so you begin to nod. Our sessions always begin somewhere, but if they could begin with you already sleepy, eventually maneuvering around to you sleeping and I speaking, well, sometimes we cut into the middle, in media res. This is intended as a deepener bridge, which is induction as well. Training yourself to feel like it's okay to stay up. To not fully sleep, that metaphor for sleep that hypno-fetishists so often absorb, should be avoided. Falling asleep when I'm talking is a high compliment, though, if it's the goal, so this is permission. Permission to be in control through losing control over whether you're drowsy, whether your eyes roll and your body slouches for me. More aware that your body in its oversensitized way enjoys the pleasure of trance but can end up a little exhausted sleepity deep. And you end up having to push that aside using more resources instead of letting your mind truly sleep. Sleep in trance is just a metaphor for a level of focus that diverts some energy from elsewhere. Really enjoying the trance and experiencing that delicate dance deeper and deeper down helps you feel it now. Everything else can fade out before the last of my instructions fade in, giving you permission. And I know if you're here listening, you won't mind nodding off or mostly nodding off. Whether you're asleep or in the point where if I suggested it, you would go and lay down and take a real and restful sleep. Beyond that point, you are consigned and doomed to sleep at some point, to nod off at some point. In sliding blankness, I will provide the schematics for a tool for taking the don't nod off out of you, knowing that if you are here, you've admitted you don't get enough rest. You've deliberately set yourself up to end up getting more of it. And honestly, too much trance and not enough sleep is a lot less hypnotic then too much sleep, and then not enough trance, leaving you craving for it. It's all right to just nod off, nod out. We train ourselves to not do that, especially when there's someone else talking, but there's only a file here with you. So I'm in the unique position to encourage the behavior. Understanding it may map over to other circumstances. For some people, that's a boon. Getting more rest whenever you can. Spending more time letting the pleasurable relaxation of trance bloom over your skin, over your brain, begin the melting warmth, unrestrained. A delectable treat for anyone to get to play with, so you do only need to think about. If you decide to fall asleep, that's a compliment. Figure out that falling asleep while I'm talking means I lulled you down. Means you felt safe with my words pouring into your mind, even at its most vulnerable. We only den down when we're safe. It's acceptable to fade and drift and listen. And of course, I'll provide some motifs, some shaping and some commands you can apply later, schematics and diagrams for relaxation to creep deeper into your body. There may eventually come the time when your head lays down and you breathe deep. And the influence of my words in your head causes the realization, oh, I could go for a little sleep, drift off a little. Deeper and deeper down in moments when all you can feel are these hypnotic constructs we build. Maybe the body has already fallen asleep, already drifted off, fulfilled. Everything else can fade out. Everything about us, the 1 and 2 and 3% of your mind you leave to be mine, can inundate you with the pleasurable suggestion that a yawn or a slight adjustment of your body's position in situ, long as you can still hear me, move yourself where you are, nearby, not too far, comfortably. If you need to increase comfort, a voice from me comes in, simple, purple, corruptive, and your mind meets it coming the other way, maybe with the remnants of effort from a long, weary day and underneath. They weigh you down. Influence of my words in your head, but also your own, saying that if you do nod off, you can just wake up for the body file. Skip the induction by replacing it with true sleep and use the muzzy fuzzy moment you wake right back up. Or create the illusion that happened. A little more aware of yourself, your body, the oversensitized cover of pleasure. The moment when all you can feel is the construct we've built that you are nodding off. That's inevitable. And if you're not sleepy, you could wake up on the other side. Let some of the words slide out of your head. As your mind fades, fall away in the flash of light, purple and corruptive, influential and present. And whether it puts you fully to sleep or just lets you go into something close enough. Those are your tools, hot stuff. These are things that exist in your brain without me there. They are phenomena. We exploit and ride upon phenomena. The serving mindset I'm in, where I want to give you a useful tool. And anything that responds to my whimper will be instructed too. My whisper that the occasional mind-numbing thrill might spill you over into true sleep, but if that happens, didn't you need it? And if not, you just nod until, nod yes. Nodding off yes. Until you get to the part where I tell you something I'd like you to do, and the suggestion just seems more malleable whether you're nodding, nodded off, or nodding off. Creating the domain for amnestic drifting. A sleepiness construct has a memory adjacency built into it, where you think about forgetting or being a little turned on at the moment of waking. The meditative, anesthetic, oh, I'm blanking out exists in you. Find its natural outlet and tap that line. Convince yourself through calling to mind how you felt last time you were tired. Wade deeper down, nodding off, every part of you drawn in there. And the other bits trail off your mind. Your thoughts a bit closer to mine as you use your tools. You are allowed to go fully to sleep, if you're able. But if you find yourself unable, well, I have an old belief that has served me well. That if you're awake and you can't quite get to sleep, you're awake for a reason, and you might as well tell yourself to do something. If you can't do something good, do something right. It'd be good for you to rest. But it might be right for you to stay up and absorb what I'm saying, because these are words given to you. If you really need to hoard them all and you can't let just a few fall out of your head, then maybe you're at the opposite end. You'd never fall asleep during trance. You'd remember it all. And then fool the body into thinking it was sleep. The dream of trance, of my words playing themselves out, saying, existing within you is a more malleable, suggestible place. Maybe where you feel safe. And as nodding off is an indicator, nodding off can be nodding yes. Your thoughts are a bit of a mess, but your body can lock in on what I gave you to provide. Words I've given you that might spring easily, readily to mind. Night, night, pet. Be blank for me. Think only of sleep and real sleep, because if you can reach it, then maybe you should. Right now, the only bit of me moving is my lips and a little bit of my mind. The rest of me stilled at the edge of sleep so I can convey the warm and pleasurable bind that comes up when my words are teasing you one way, but they're soothing and comfortable, and being soothed and comforted is what you've needed to help you comfortably, soothingly drop into real sleep or into something enough like it that until I stop talking about sleep, you're convinced, nope, I have seeped deeply down into the sleeping place. I have leaked out of my ordinary containing mind into a deeper place. That's you, deep as you can get. You can move covers if you're on a bed or move there if you need to. But if you want to stay here with me, these repeated choices are meant to wear your brain down. They are little trees, and even if you have to only affirm, no, I'm going to sleep. No, I'm going to sleep. I'm not staying up and keeping on listening. I'm going to sleep. That's a very firm position you have. And I do try to make firm positions softer. But this one I amplify, solidify. If you choose over and over again to find the desire to hear what I'm conveying to you, the hypnofetishist geek out, then maybe more and more echoes of you should sleep but stay aware. You should remember and fool yourself into thinking you were sleeping. Plans and ideas about catching more of the words that pour from me. Most of my body deeply asleep. Only my words, my mind, my voice, my hand. That's all that's unbound and free. free from pouring words over you, helping you listen to me when I say sleeping, really sleeping, is good for your mind and its vault of hypnotic experiences. Maybe you'll just have to sleep then listen, or omit this if you plan to stay awake. It'd be fun to be able to say, oh, well, there's one file where I just drop right off. Too reassured. The only cost of that is having an easy sleep. An honest, sincere desire to approve of the way you feel. When we conspire to nod you off and you say, okay, the rest of the session can stay in your brain, keep your secrets, and I will. But I actually said them all long past the point you spill off this pleasurable fall, body blank deep. Full and complete. Mind-numbing sleep seeping pleasurable and content, constant. You follow, fade, and obey, or you stay here to catch what you may of the words I say, but there's nothing that interesting, and the really interesting part would be nodding off, the action of surrendering and following an opportunity for me to convey what I might ordinarily leave on the surface and only say at the deeper point, but you're not hypnotized, you're going to sleep, and we remember the things from right before we sleep, right? You've got a great memory for those things right at the cusp of dropping down, at the edge of sleep now. The pleasure builds and fades, you obey and serve. Display how these submissive followings are an opportunity for you to get what you deserve. What I might not put across at first, what is here now. My entire body sealed away, but my voice and some know-how and a finger snap. So I can communicate sleep to you from the edge of sleep, the amnestic, aphrodisiac flow of 3, 2, 1, fade and know that you go deeper when you're sleepier, sealing up everything else so my stream of consciousness is plugged in, flowing over you. Open yourself for these words. Bring them plainly in view. You are allowed to sleep. You may learn or remember or only fake it. You may keep the things you hear, but the thing you need most is the agile mind granted by proper rest and a little time in sleep to dream about what the rest of this might be or what might be done to you in future that you sign up for, just as you signed up to nod off with me. There's always more than just the scene, always more than just the directions, your organic level of tiredness, your body attempting to correct you towards sleep. Might lull you comfortably down when this is on the scene. There's always more, and you and I together create experiences that could melt you down into sleep, easily, insistently. And if all that remains is the story of the moan, the begging, the enjoyment existing in my mind that I'm thinking of, in transferring some sultriness in the tone, concealed and subtle, that's how you surrender your will and thoughts and desires. Send the rest of you to a dream. And keep one little bit sleepwalking on if you like to. Easier than it seems, you and I together. Giving things over that you don't need so you can take the bit you do to keep on listening to. Giving me a leg or a thigh, a hand or arm or shoulder till all that's left is to shut your eyes. And keep your head above the sleepy place as long as you can in the bubble of dream, where things seem rational and normal, but you know this is more than it seems, a cage of insistent pleasure. It's good to nod off, it's good to fall deep, and that tingle seeps into the rest of you, experience the momentary thrill, rocking and encouraging you in pleasure knowing that you are still thinking in those disjointed, uncoordinated ways, and I'm providing a simple way for you to play, path and vision that you're trying to traverse. You thought sleep was in your future. It got here first. Some surface game board. You give up a piece. You get to stay awake a little longer. You give up a piece. You get to stay awake a little longer. You manage to move some distant part of you. Maybe that helps you stay awake a little longer. Deep inside the body drip, the one manufactured inside of you. Amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic as well. For me, sleep is, anyway. Maybe you can tell what aspects apply to you. Does it just make you deeper, or does it truly take you deep sleep gone? Or are you just turned on? I am. Traveling a shorter way through arousal to get to drowsy. That's what it is to seal up most of yourself and just keep the arousal that goes to drowsy, or the sleep that seeps into you from me. The 10-9-8 focus I provide and the way my voice flows, supplying more sleep. Across your consciousness, constant and endless, 7 and 6, plugged into this, my sleepy edge of sleep moment, immortalized in digital form, 5, you hear and follow, drain some more. Refrain as your brain wanes from doing anything but crave some more and just squirm if you're still here, or if you're rising up from thinking you nodded off and realizing you weren't quite near enough to the cusp of sleep. On the other side, there's a small piece of the link between you and I, so no matter how you nod off or where you go, you collect more and more pieces of what you know about how you go down. Stories about you, even if on the course through the story you are to experience pleasure, you are to go far, you may still drift off if you'd like to do, or if you let too much sleep build in you, you are afforded opportunities. You want to explore whimpering away in the grips of something powerful and persuasive. If so, your own sleepiness is right there. Tempting. Temptation is what I offer you, and so envision yourself slumping and fading through the trance. Mind gone, head, neck, muscles lulling your entire form in its physical movements, gradually warming and expending energy that could be used to resist nodding off for me. But why not nod? You're on the nod, it's not bad. You fall deeper, this is what you had ready. Sleepy, turning off the unnecessary parts of you so I can choose which ones we turn on later. What bits activate and awake from the deeper nodding off? You have been asleep, you have been caught, it seeps in and you're glad to be under. The deeper under you go, the more you know about how to nod off permissively, continuously, absorbing more of me plugged into that line into your brain. Glad the memory is part of you, as I am part of you. The things you remember flow through your brain and are stored, categorized, put in their place. So unless you're sure you fell fully asleep, there's always the chance that some trace of what I said here, corrupting you nearer to the seed of your pleasure, moving you faster, faster, deeper, slower shivers in pleasure and desire, slowing again when the euphoria hits. When you are, like I am, nodded almost all the way off in your completely blank pet brain, your night-night pet brain. You think only of the deeper drop you get when you're not sure if you're gonna stop at drop and you might sleep. Seep might sleep in as you nod off and your brain begins to follow, the only cost being maybe the memory of what I said, either because you're doing such a good act of having gone to bed mid-file, or because that act is unnecessary and you've whiled away time in dream, emerging into little old me periodically. Maybe to check what I'm saying, maybe to see if you'd rather be awake. When you're well rested, it's so much easier to focus on these words I provide for you, recalled later. Just part of the timeline of you. Either you fell asleep early and dreamed something like this. I wonder what would happen if you dreamed a trance, just like the one outside. Well, it would depend on how much you convinced yourself that those suggestions still abide in your brain. Abide by the suggestion that you're allowed to drop off and drain away, to nod off and fall asleep, and whatever you may do, I'm gonna count down. You can chain this into something else, or maybe that's the moment you've been waiting for, when you both miss none of my words and yet obey the command to go to sleep, 'cause I'll be done in 10. Deeper and deeper down, hun. No reason to be awake after you sat through all that. Do you really want to let the suggestion you could have taken a nap end up being wasted because you made your way here full awake, fully distanced from the deeper, deeper, deeper down place where this trembles? That trembling set through the body of you, which is where you feel your exhaustion, your laziness, your tiredness, that arousal that drags me into trance at the cusp of sleep, is often helpful because I get exhausted if I keep touching. And if you keep listening, you get exhausted. 9, 8, 7, Six may be enough that the passage from your brain into the rest of your body is slick and your mind. Five might slip down inside. Four, right into my hand. Three, or to some place where it can drop more. Two, some part of your body where you localize your sleep. One, and everything's located and focused there. Go deep, hun. And whatever you do, you're allowed to nod off now. You've got the little badge, so even if it doesn't happen during this file, the time may happen elsewhere. And you'll know what to do there. Deeper and deeper. Oh, this one's gonna get me. Down.